It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Montevideo for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Paul Ramo here, along with my broadcast partner making his radio debut, Braxton Thompson's put the headset on. Braxton, thanks for doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, nice press box up here, right?
It is. Got to get a great view of the whole field and a beautiful day for baseball.
That's right, and Dawson Legion team is on the field, kind of wrapping that up. They're going to be taking on Montevideo here in the winner's bracket of the West Central Substate Southeast Pod, they call it. They got pods in the Legion, right? I think there's four of them?
Yep, yeah, there's two pods. So everyone played each other, 1 through 10, and then they seeded everyone 1 through 10, and then they split everyone up into two pods of five, and then there'll be one winner out of each of the five that are going to make it to the final four next week.
Okay. All right, and Dawson started out the playoff last week, or Monday night it was, wasn't it?
Yep, Monday night they defeated Sacred Heart McRae 5-3. Sacred Heart actually got all four runs in the first inning, three hits, two walks, and one of the hits was a triple, and our pitcher was in the windup, and he stole home, and he was safe, so that's all they got.
That's all they won?
No, they got four runs there, Dawson, we fought back with two runs in the first inning and three in the bottom of the second, and it was scoreless from there, so that's how Dawson got here today.
All right, the Blackjacks come into the tournament seeded number three. Montevideo is seeded number two, it looks like. So what's the Dawson Legion record, did you say?
We're 7-3.
Okay.
They did lose to Monty 6-1 earlier this season, so...
Okay.
Hopefully it's a little tighter game this game.
All right, let's Montevideo, one of the top teams. Of course, their high school team went to state in AA this year, and so they got most of their high school team here tonight. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony O'Rourke, your State Farm Insurance agent with office in Canby and Madison. For Montevideo, we got Griffin Epema leading off. Griffin will be pitching. Ben Gunnison will bat second and play center field. Cooper Dack will play shortstop and bat third. Batting fourth, Landon Olson. Olson is the catcher. Batting fifth, Brody Dack will play third base. Jackson Baldwin is playing first. He'll bat sixth. Brandon Kuzman, the designated hitter, will bat seventh. Sam Knoop will bat eighth. The right fielder and Dan Gunnison will bat ninth and play second base for Montevideo. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Montevideo American Legion team. How about Dawson's, Braxton?
Dawson's going to lead off with second baseman Eli Olson, followed by Cam Sather playing center field. Batting third will be Nate Hansen, the shortstop. Batting cleanup, the catcher, Grayson Olson. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Blake Thompson. Batting sixth, the pitcher, Tegan Long. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Colin Olson. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Holland Shocker. And batting ninth, the DH, Colton Bothan.
All right, sounds like runs there, huh? Good. You know, they had a great high school season, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. A lot of the same players. I know we're missing Bo Johnson. He's on a church trip. But
down in New Orleans?
Yeah, I think that's where they went.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, Dawson, again, had an outstanding high school team. Just one senior on the team, and that was Braxton's brother, Blake. And so they're going to have everybody back next year. That'll be exciting, right?
Yeah, it should be exciting for everyone coming back and all the experience. These guys are getting playing, some are playing Junior Legion, and Town Team. And then they're getting, a lot of these kids play Town Team as well, so they're playing three or four nights a week. So.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of baseball, Braxton, huh?
Yeah, I never could get enough.
Yep. Well, it's a beautiful night here at the ballpark, Montevideo Ballpark, one of my favorites to broadcast from. Get a great view. It's in outstanding shape. Next door, by the way, is the softball complex, and my grandson, Eli, is over there playing summer rec baseball. I got a couple innings in before I came over here, so my grandson was 2 for 2 at the plate so far, so how about that? He's pretty good. He loves baseball. He looks baseball, too, so. All right, Jordan Thompson, the manager of the Montevideo Legion, coming out to home plate with the umpires and Braden.
Yep, Braden. Yeah, my twin brother, Braden.
He's trotting out to home plate, and we're going to get this game going here in a little bit. So that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the players, and we'll be back with the first pitch between Dawson and Montevideo in American Legion baseball playoffs.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union, sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn & Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Mineota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South. Brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Braxton Thompson here, Legion Baseball Playoffs. Glad you're with us on Q92. It's Dawson and Montevideo in the winner's bracket. And Braxton, the winner of this game plays when?
Saturday.
Okay, at the higher seed?
At the higher seed, okay. Yep. So whoever wins this game will be able to host Saturday.
Okay. And the loser of this game will take on the winner of Madison and Sacred Heart McRae. Madison and Sacred Heart McRae, they're playing tonight. Also, in Sacred Heart, I believe.
Yep, that game should be going on right now.
Yep. And so that's an elimination game between Madison Legion and Sacred Heart McRae. The loser's done for the season, and the winner moves on and await the loser of this game here. So, and we'll have a lot of Legion baseball playoffs for you tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. And we'll continue with that with the next round, right? Next week?
Yep, next week it'll be the Final Four, so it'll be a best of three series.
Okay, do you know where that's played at? Is it a higher seed too, or?
I think those are already flipped for. I could be wrong. I haven't looked that far into the bracket.
Okay. All right, Griffin Epema is batting, or is pitching for Montevideo. They're in their purple uniforms. Blackjacks are in white and black. Blackjacks. Dawson, Legion, I'm still doing high school ball. Braxton. Epema's first pitch to Eli Olson is a strike. You know who the umpires are?
I believe it's Fosleen behind the plate.
Okay.
And I couldn't tell you who's on first. He's over there in the shadows.
Swing and a miss. Grusing, okay, doing the bases. And that's an 0-2 count to Eli Olson. And Olson falls that one back. Dawson with a 7-3 record this summer. One of the losses was to Monty, right?
Yep, Monty, Redwood, and Madison.
Next pitch to Eli, ground ball. The third baseman comes over, a nice fielding play, and throws it over to first base for the out. That was Dak. Third baseman with a nice fielding play there, Braxton.
Yeah, he made a great play, ranging to his left. Beat the shortstop to it. That's his ball, and he's the first one to get to that one and made a great play, or made a great throw to first.
Here's Cam Sather, a left-handed batter for Dawson. One out here in the top of the first. Epema's down the plate. He has some good speed on his pitches, doesn't he?
Yeah, he can bring it, and he's got good break to his, watching his curveball in warm-ups. He's got a good break to his curveball as well.
And a ground ball to the right side might stay through. No, the second baseman's there. Fields it, throws to first, and that's an out. What a play there by the second baseman, Gunnlaugsson. I believe it was Dan, right? Yeah, Dan Gunnlaugsson.
Yeah, the infield kind of slowed that ball down. He did a great job charging it, and it's one of those throws where you're too close or too far away to underhand it, but yet too far away to. But he made a great overhand throw to get him on at first.
Now batting for Dawson's Nate Hansen. He swings at that first pitch and fouls it back. Montevideo, of course, went to the state baseball tournament. And Class AA, next pitch, too, got one off the catcher there. Yeah, catcher is Landon Olson. 1-1 count to Nate Hansen. Pitch, there's a high fly ball, center field, catchable, center field, he's running over, And that's Ben Gunnlaugsson. He'll make the catch for the third out. That's a quick inning there, Braxton.
Yeah, he did what he needed to do with so many games in 2 days to keep his pitch count down. Great 1-2-3 inning.
All right. Montevideo coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, Paul Ramel, Braxton Thompson back here in Montevideo. No score, 0-0. And you want to stay in that winner's bracket, right, Braxton?
Absolutely. With the pitch count, it is very crucial to stay in the winner's bracket if you want to make it to the Final Four.
Makes it a lot easier in the run. Once you drop down in that loser's bracket, you really got to have a strong pitching depth, and it's a battle to get back there. It's a championship game. Who do we got pitching for Dawson, Braxton?
We got Tegan Long. Just finished up his junior year of high school. Threw a lot on the high school team. Velocity is really not his key. He likes to spot pitches, fastball, curveball, and there might be a changeup in there, too. I haven't talked to him a whole lot on that, but need him to throw strikes and do what Epema did and have a 1-2-3 inning.
All right. Let's go through the defense here for Dawson Boyd. Behind the plate, we got Grayson Olson over at first base, Colin Olson playing second base, Eli Olson, shortstop's Nate Hansen, the third baseman's Blake Thompson, left fielder for Dawson. We got, who do we got up?
Kyan Mosing.
Who?
Kyan Mosing.
Kyan Mosing, okay. I didn't have that written down on my paper here. Center field, Cam Sather, and the is
Holland Shocker.
Holland Shocker. Okay. There we go. Well, here we go. First pitch here, Tegan Long. So Tegan pitch a gem in the section baseball tournament. Here's the pop-up down the right field line. This might be trouble, and it's just foul. Oh, a little blooper there, Braxton.
Yeah, it's one of those as a pitcher you hate to give up, just right in that, right down the line and right in between first, second, and right field.
All right. One strike to Griffin Epema. I think he just finished his freshman season. Yeah, a lot of honors in the high school season. There's just all one and one. Was that 1-1?
Yep, 1-1.
Next pitch to Epema. He reaches for it. It's down the right field line. Shocker coming in. He dives for it, and he's safe, and it's a fair ball. Nice effort there.
Yeah, that was the same as that first pitch that he fouled off, except this one was 5 feet fair instead of 5 feet foul.
Yeah, Holland Shocker, the right fielder for Dawson. A nice attempt. For a minute there, I thought he caught it right on the foul line.
Yeah, that's one of those plays. He dove for it, made a great effort, but it's one of those plays where you wish your glove was an extra inch longer.
Yeah. Here's Ben Gunnlaugsson, left-handed batter. He puts a bunt down, foul for strike one. Epema at first base. No score. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Dawson and Montevideo. Both teams, outstanding high school seasons. Outstanding. Ben Gunnlaugsson, center fielder at the plate. And the pitch from long, high fly ball, center field, Cam Sather. Cam hardly has to move, and he camps underneath him and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam didn't even have to move out there, did he?
No, those are the easy ones.
You know, you got the sun. He's got to be looking into the sun, the left fielder, too. Moan. As it gets lower, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's one of those, any baseball field you go to, there's so many different fielders and so many eyes that someone's going to get caught in the sun, and this field happens to be the left fielder.
I think this Cooper Dack, he swings at this at the pitch and fouls it back for strike one. Epimo was off and running there on the pitch. One strike to Cooper Dack, shortstop for Montevideo. Monty with a runner on first base. We're in the bottom of the first. Here's Tigan's pitch. He fouls that one off for strike two. Tigan Long. Any stats on him at all, or had an outstanding high school season, that's for sure?
I did not get any on his pitching.
0-2 count. Big pitch here for Tigan to Cooper Dack. And he drills it down the left field line. It's going to go out of play. Got around on that one early, didn't he?
Yep, I think he's got him timed up. Maybe mix in an off-speed pitch here or something different.
Big 0-2 count to Dack. Epperman's at first base. He has his lead. One out here in the bottom of the first. Tigan Long, the Dawson pitcher, delivers. And that's low and outside for a ball. Beautiful evening here in Montevideo tonight to watch some baseball. We'll have more Legion baseball for you tomorrow. Time to be determined and place to be determined after the games tonight. One ball, two strike catch, and the ground ball hit the short. And Thompson Fields throws the second, and he's out. The force out there.
Yeah, ground ball right to Nate Hansen at shortstop. Set his feet and threw a strike over to the second baseman, Eli Olson, to get the lead runner, Epima. So two outs now. Dak on first.
Nice jump. And here's Landon Olson batting. Nobody. We got Dak at first base. Landon Olson batting. He looks down to his coach, Jordan Thompson, the coach for Montevideo. Look at the lead over there by Dak. Throw over to first, and he is back. That was close. Landon Olson. Throw over the first again. Oh, another close play. Tigan's got a good move over there, doesn't he?
That's about where Dak wants to be leading off. He's maybe going first pitcher with two outs.
And the pitch is high for a ball. We're in the bottom of the first inning. If you're just tuning in to Austin and Montevideo in American Legion Baseball Playoffs, Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson here. 1-0 count. Tigan Long, the pitcher. Here it is. The pitch, that's a strike call. 1-1 count to Landon. Coach Thompson flashing the signs. 1-1 pitch. Tigan throws the first again, and another close play. Wow.
He's leaning a little bit there, so I wonder if he got the steal side.
See if Tigan will throw over there again, because he's way off first base. And there you go. He pitches high. Bluffed the run there. Little cat and mouse game going on here between Tigan Long and Cooper Dack over at first base. Landon Olson, number 12, batting. There's two outs. Second time I did that, Braxton. Throw over to first again. Now, if you were in a major league, visiting major league ballpark, everybody would be booing. You ever do that when the pitcher throws over there a dozen times?
Yeah, I think they got a pitch clock, though. We don't have that here.
That's right. 2-1 pitch. Tigan, from the stretch. Pitch is fouled back. Oh, going to hit the roof. Nope, just off behind us here. Dawson defeated Sacred Heart McRae on Monday, what, 5-3 or 5-4, something like that. Montevideo downed Madison 7-1. There goes the runner. There's a high pop-up. Nate Hansen, the shortstop, going back, and it might drop in there, and it does. And Dak is rounding third. He's coming home, and he's going to be thrown out by a mile. He's out.
Just a pop-up behind shortstop. Nate kind of didn't really turn his feet and run, and center and left were playing really deep, and a drop right in between all of them. The center fielder, Cam Sather, picked the ball up, and Dak, who was running from first with two outs,
got thrown out on the pitch, didn't he?
Yep, got thrown out at home. So,
good defense there by the Blackjacks. Heads up. All right, we'll go to the top of the second inning. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. Dawson coming to bat.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson, tonight for Legion Baseball Playoffs. No score. Between Montevideo and Dawson. Dawson coming to bat here. Looks like they're going to send up Grayson Olson, Blake Thompson, Tegan Long. First three batters for Dawson. Interesting first inning. The Blackjacks threw Dak out at home there to end the inning there.
Yeah, great play. This mine team is really good. Any runs that you can keep off the board for them is big. And now we get to lead off with Grayson Olson, who was 3-for-3 with two doubles and a single against Sacred Heart McRae on Monday. So hopefully he can keep his streak going here.
Wow. Here's the catcher, Grayson Olson. Epima, the pitch. So, blazing fastball, strike one. Swing and a miss, I should say, or he got a piece of it. Epima delivers. And swing and a miss on a high fastball. Epima throws hard. Wind up in the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Wow. It's blazing fastballs there by Epima for the first out. You can just hear the pop in the catcher's mitt, can't you?
That was probably announcer's jinx because I got my first taste of being the announcer.
Here's Blake Thompson, and Blake takes a strike. What's Blake doing this summer?
Blake is working for Bothan Builders, okay. Tom Bothan, and then he helps out on the farm, too, when he's not working there or playing baseball.
There's a pop-up center field, and Ben Gunnlaugsson out there, and he'll make the catch for out number two in deep center field. Blake gave it a ride.
Another, I think that's the second or third one now, just a pop fly. The center fielder hasn't had to move, and there's no wind here, so if a lot of these pop flies aren't blown anywhere. As long as you can get behind the ball, you're probably going to make the catch.
Griffin, in his windup, he's working quickly here, and the pitch is ball one. The scoreboard here, Monty, has the pitch count up there. And a swing and a miss there by Tigan. Epima's next pitch, swing and a miss. Man, Epima's throwing fastballs.
Yeah, the Dawson hitters need to do a little bit better job being ready to hit. They're a little bit behind it.
One ball, two strike pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wow, that was impressive. Two strikeouts inning for Epima, and Dawson goes down 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We will go to the bottom of the second inning. Montevideo coming to bat, no score. Dawson and Montevideo will be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
All right, Montevideo nothing, Dawson nothing. We're in the coming to the bottom of the second. Montevideo coming to bat, facing Tegan Long. Tegan, interesting first inning there for Dawson defense, wasn't it, Braxton?
Yeah, they made the plays they needed to keep Monty off the board and keep Tegan's pitch count down. Huge for both teams, and the coaches are going to have a lot of decisions here as the game goes on and pitch count on where they want to be, and we'll talk about that later as the game goes on.
Yeah, because you're going to be playing possible Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and Saturday, yep.
That's where the pitch count, you got to have a pitching depth for that. All right, here's number six, Brody Dack, the third baseman. Tegan Long logged a lot of innings on the mound for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. First pitch pops it foul, and that's going to go into the stands, maybe. No, just to the right. For strike one, good crowd on hand here.
Yeah, beautiful day for baseball. Hard to miss today's playoff game.
Got a lot of Dawson people sitting to our left, Montevideo people to our right. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There's a shot to center. Solid hit there by Brody.
High fastball that he took right to center. Great base hit.
Third hit of the game for Montevideo. Here's Jackson Baldwin, number 11. Baldwin playing first base. Looks down to Coach Jordan Thompson. Tegan, not sure what the delay is for. Oh, no first base coach. Only now they got a first base coach. All right, Dak has his lead at first. Tegan, and the pitch. A bunt laid down the first baseline. Tegan Long fields it, and his only throw is to first. And nice bunt there by Baldwin.
Bunt right down the first baseline. Tegan Long fielded it and fired to first for the first out. Dak now on second with one out.
And here's Brandon Kuzman. Kuzman batting. Left-handed batter. Montevideo the runner in scoring position now. That's Brody Dak. Nice bunt to sacrifice his teammate to second base. And Kuzman batting. Here's the pitch from Tegan Long. And it's a strike. Hit the corner there, it looked like. Good ball game so far in the first couple innings. Two outstanding teams going at it here in Legion Baseball Playoffs. Long's pitch from the stretch, and that's low and outside for ball one. Brandon Kuzman, the designated hitter for Montevideo. 1-1 pitch. And that's in. Whoa, he called it a strike. Did he call that a strike?
Yep. Yeah, he did call that a strike.
Wow. One ball, two strikes to Kuzman. Long from the stretch, checks his runner. Here, Kuzman hits it to right field. And the right fielder out there, Shocker, makes the catch. And Dak's got to get back to second because he was off on the pitch, and he gets back to second safely. Maybe a hit and run on there or what?
Not really sure if that was hit and run or if he just had Long timed up and was trying to steal third, but a routine fly ball right to the right fielder, made the catch and threw it in.
Yeah, Brody Dak at he was at almost at shortstop there.
Yeah, he was over halfway to third.
Yeah. So two outs after Shocker hauls it in from right field. Here's Sam, and the pitch is, and the runner goes to third. Here's the throw, not in time. Stolen base to third by Dak.
Dak did a little dancing, and yeah, he definitely had him timed up. And definitely when you're on second, you kind of look at the pitcher's head, and if he's looking at home, and then watch his feet to see if he's going home. And you can get a bigger lead, too, at second versus at first.
Well, big at-bat here. And big pitch coming here from Tigan. Here it is, the Knoop, and he hits it center field. Sather going back. And Cam makes a running catch for the third out. Knoop gave that one a ride, didn't he?
Yeah, yep. If that one was in the gap, that for sure would have been a double. But Cam sprinted back and made the catch.
All right, so from bottom of the first inning for Montevideo, no runs, one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base, and we are still scoreless. With Dawson coming to bat here in the top of the third. We'll be back with more Legion Baseball Playoffs right after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, no score between Montevideo and Dawson. American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson here. 7-8-9 batters, Braxton, for Dawson.
Hopefully we can get around and put a ball in play.
Colin Olson, first baseman, takes first pitch, a strike from Epema. And Griffin in his windup, and the pitch is high and outside for ball one. 1-1. On deck, Holland Shocker, and then Colton Bothan, the designated hitter. Epema's fastball. Should have a speed gun count on the scoreboard. They have that down in Milroy. Do you know that?
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't notice that until the second game when I was down there.
That's pretty cool. Swung on and fall back for a strike. Epema throws hard. And, they got a little in the lower right corner of the digital board there. It comes, it pops up right away. Swing and a miss. Another fastball. Wow. Third strikeout of the game for Epema. Olson goes down swinging. Yeah, when you see a pitcher that throws as hard as he can, I'm sure he's in the high 80s or so. It's difficult. He's in a different league than most pitchers that the batters see, right?
Yeah, especially with we didn't see him in the high school season, and I don't think anyone from Dawson saw anyone with this velocity and this command on the high school season.
There's a breaking ball for strike two to Holland Shocker. 0-2 count to Shocker, the right fielder, and he got a piece of that one and fouled it back. Yeah, you haven't seen Epema throw too many breaking balls, but that one broke pretty good. 0-2 count. Bet you this is a fastball. And there it is. It's high, but high and away for a ball. No score. Top of the third inning. Dawson and Montevideo. In front of a nice crowd here. There's a shot to the opposite field. And the left fielder coming over. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. That's going to drop in there for a base hit, Jaden Hendrickson. Not sure if he lost it in the sun or what happened there.
That ball was about 5 feet fair, and he kind of came in on it, and then there's no wind. I got to assume that the sun had to be a part of some of that.
Yeah, you can see he's shielding his eyes out there. It's bright. I've played there. I've played left field. I know what that's hit when you fight in the sun. There's a ground ball. It's short. This could be two. Take second, throw to first. Double play. Wow. That was Colton Boffin hit it in a double play to end the inning. Talk about that play.
The ball one hopped over the pitcher's mound, right to second, not fast enough, and Cooper Dak made a great play, fielding the ball, finding second, and making a strong throw over to first for the ending double play.
No runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Dawson nothing, Montevideo nothing. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
No score, Dawson and Montevideo here in Montevideo tonight. Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson. 9-1 and 2 batters for Monty, Braxton. Dan Gunnlison, number 9 batter, just took a strike from Tegan Long. Next pitch outside, 1-1, Dan Gunnlison. In the top of the order, and Griffin Epema, and then Ben Gunnlison. The first three batters for Montevideo here in the bottom of the third. Pitch is low in the dirt. During the high school season, Tegan and Blake did most of the pitching for the Blackjacks, right?
Yep, and a little bit of Nate Hansen and a little bit of Cam Sather, but they're young enough to play Junior Legion, so they've been pitching a lot of Junior Legion, and then we've had Eli Olson step up and do some pitching as well.
Okay. Some of these guys are playing for the Drakes, right?
Yeah, this is, besides a couple of them, our last game.
Popped up to shortstop, Hansen running back, makes a nice running catch off the bat of Dan Gunnlison at short, shallow left field.
He did a great job at short, turning his hips and sprinting and behind that ball and battled the sun and made a great catch.
Nate Hansen does it for Dawson there at short. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there. So here's the top of the order now. Griffin Epema, one out. And the pitch to Epema is a strike. Ball.
Yeah, if you attend some of our Drake's games, I think six of these guys that are playing out here are on our roster and do quite a bit of playing.
Okay. Ball two to Griffin Epema, who got a base hit in the first inning. Went down right field line where Shocker Dolford almost caught it. A strike. Two balls, one strike to Griffin Epema. Tegan Long in his windup, and the pitch to Epema is high for ball three. Got the makings of a good game here in the third inning. Tegan delivers the 3-1 pitch to Epema. And that's ball four, and there's your first walk in the game.
Tegan going over the pitch count, so if Dawson were to lose, he will be ineligible to pitch tomorrow. So
how many pitches has he got?
34, and Legion and high school are they have two separate pitch counts. High school, you can throw 105 playoffs. Legion, they keep you at 105, and instead of having 3 days of rest, you have to have four. So if you went over 81 on Monday, you aren't eligible to pitch today and tomorrow. So if Dawson were to lose, Blake will be ineligible tomorrow as well.
Okay. That's simple. Sounds simple.
A lot of numbers.
Yep. Ben Gunnlison batting. Has a one ball, no strike count on him with Epema at first base. No score. Next pitch is a strike to Gunnlison, who popped out deep to center field to Cam Sather. Griffin Epimel with his lead at first base. One out here in the bottom of the third. Here's the pitch from Long. There goes Epimel. Throw it on to second, and he is out.
Not sure what happened there. If he thought he kind of hesitated there, and I think he would have been safe if he didn't hesitate. He hesitated and kind of shuffled his feet and got thrown out by at least a step, if not more.
Yeah. Nice throw there by the Dawson catcher, Grayson Olson.
A lot of Olsons on the ball field today, isn't there?
Oh, there's a ground ball, the second. Eli Olson fields it, throws the first, and they just get him.
Slow roller right off the pitcher's mound to the second base side. Tegan just missed it with his gloves, and Eli made a great play, charging it and running and fielding on the grass and making a strong throw to Bruce for the third out.
All right, so for Montevideo in the bottom of the third, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Hey, we got Dawson coming to bat here in the fourth. No score. We'll be right back after this.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Paul Ramel, Braxton Thompson here in Montevideo. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We got American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Gotta love playoffs in any sport, right, Braxton?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what Dawson can do here in the top of the fourth inning. We've got the top of the order, I believe, right, Braxton?
Yeah, after the double play in to finish off the top of the third, brings up leadoff hitter Eli Olson.
Eli grounded out to third to Brody Dack. And here's Epimus pitch, swing and a miss. Nice cut there by Eli. But like we've been saying, Epima throws so hard. I'd like to get a speed gun on him. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss again. But tad behind, right?
Yeah, second time around, you're hoping that they catch up to a speed and make some adjustments to put the ball in play.
Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Wow. One out. Here's Cam Sather. Two, three, four strikeouts there for Griffin Epima. Number 13, Cam Sather. Left-handed batter. He grounded out to second baseman Dan Gunnlaugsson. Made a nice play in the first inning. And there's a chopper to the right side of the field. Epima comes off the mound, throws it to first, and they get him. Wow.
First pitch curveball there that Cam just chopped right into the ground and ran with the ball right down the first baseline as a left-handed hitter, and Evan made a great play running over there and an underhand flip to the first baseman for the second out.
Yeah, underhand quick flip. and he made a nice defensive play there. Two outs, here's Nate Hansen, and he drills one to left center. This might go in. Oh, what a diving catch up there by Ben Gunnlaugsson.
He dropped it.
Oh, he dropped it.
That would have been a great catch.
Oh, I thought he caught it.
It must have fell out of his glove. It looked like it was in his glove from our angle.
Nate Hansen with a hit to left center. Ben Gunnlaugsson, using his speed, he laid himself out there, didn't he?
Yeah, great hit by Nate Hansen. Timed up that fastball. A line shot right to not quite center field, a little bit to his right. Center fielder made a great read on it and dove for it. And had it in his glove. He just dropped it.
Now, Epima talking with the base umpire. And, I didn't. Did you see the ball come out?
No, the pole was in my way right here in front of me. I was looking at the umpire, and then I saw him stand up, and he kind of turned around, and the left fielder picked the ball up.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So I was kind of wondering why Nate wasn't standing on second. If he was, I think, as a good base runner there, he should have been standing on second.
And here's a swing and a miss by Nate Hansen?
Nope, Grayson Olsen.
Grayson Olsen, Grayson I'm Olsen. Sorry. Yeah, Hansen's at first base. Grayson Olsen batting. Epema throws over to first, and Nate gets back. Yeah, that was a nice diving attempt there by Montevideo center fielder Ben Gunlickson. That would have been the third out. Dawson with the runner on first, pitch inside to Grayson Olsen. Grayson struck out in the second inning. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. We are in the top of the fourth inning. The right side of the field has a shade on it. Pitch is high by Epema. Two balls, one strike to Grayson. If you're the third baseman or shortstop or left fielder, wow, you got a blazing sun right in your eyes. 2-1 pitch. Pop foul out of play. What were you going to say?
The left side of the infield, you're kind of looking for, if the ball's right in the sun, you're kind of looking for a tiny little black dot, and you hope you get your glove there so it doesn't hit you in the face.
Yeah. Big pitch here for Epema. 2-2 count. Two outs. Runner on first for Dawson. Olsen at the plate. Here's the pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. For the third out. So for Dawson there, no runs. One hit. No errors. And they leave one on base. Hey, ball game's moving right along here. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. No score. Dawson and Montevideo. Who's going to remain in the winner's bracket here tonight? We'll take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nurse Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson here. Bottom of the fourth inning. What do you think? What do you think about the game so far?
Umpire's dream, moving quick.
Trying to get a score between Madison Legion, and they're at Sacred Heart tonight, an elimination game in Legion ball. We got a new pitcher here?
Nope, this is still taken.
Okay. Madison in at Sacred Heart McCray. Tonight, an elimination game. The winner will get the loser of this game. All right, here's Cooper Dack, Landon Olsen, Brody Dack. First three batters here for Montevideo. In the bottom of the fourth, we play 7 in Legion baseball. Who the Dawson Drakes play? You're on the Drakes team. Who do they play this week?
We have Clinton at home on Friday, and then we wrap up our regular season Saturday in Hancock. I believe that game's at 2.
Okay. There's the first pitch to Cooper Dack. He pops it up to deep center field. Sather camps underneath of it, makes the catch for first out. One pitch, one out.
Those are what you need with pitch count. But if he stays under 45, which he won't, so he'll probably be ineligible to pitch on Sunday. So they'll probably ride him to 105.
Okay. Here's Landon Olsen. And Tigan in his windup, and the pitch popped up left side of the field. And Blake Thompson, and it's going to go beyond the dugout there out of play. Yeah, so the Dawson Drakes wrapping up their regular season already. So the next weekend, the following weekend, the playoffs start?
Yep, playoffs in Madison the first weekend. So
okay.
Should be a good crowd there.
Yeah. One strike here to Landon. And the pitch has popped up left side. The left fielder, Mullen coming in. The shortstop goes out. And Nate Hansen makes the catch for the second out.
he did a great job there, getting behind the ball again and fighting the sun there. He used his glove to shade the sun and made a great catch.
There's Dak, who got a base hit in the second inning. Boy, Long's pitching well, isn't he?
Yeah, both pitchers are doing phenomenal. Attacking the zone, they know what that pitch count that they need to be there, and I'm assuming both pitchers are probably going to be here the whole game, and maybe extras, hopefully not.
There's a ball two to Dak, two outs here, bottom of the fourth. Long in his windup, and the pitch to Dak. Swing and a miss for strike one. Two balls, one strike to Brody Dak. Oh, just a beautiful day. Beautiful evening to watch a ball game. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. What kind of pitch was that?
That might have been his changeup. I think he has a changeup. I haven't talked to him a whole lot on that, but he was way off by that one.
Off-speed pitch there. 2-2 count. Two outs. The pitch from Long drilled over the head of Nate Hansen at short for a base hit.
Another single from Dak. That's two from him now. Two hard singles up the middle. This one just got over, right over Nate Hansen's head. If he was Brayson Blakeside, I think he would have caught that one.
Yeah, he would have. That's right. All right, here's number 11. So I think that was the fourth hit of the game for Montevideo. Dawson has two hits. Here's Jackson Baldwin batting. So a Dak at first base. We'll take the lead with two outs. And the pitch. Ground ball. Oh, just out of the reach of Hansen. That short goes into left. And Dak will stay at second base. So back-to-back singles for Montevideo.
First pitch fastball there from Long that Jackson Baldwin drove right in between short and third. And I believe Hansen got his glove on it.
Yep. Just out of his reach.
Another hard hit ball.
So with two outs here, Montevideo comes up with back-to-back singles. And here's Brandon Kuzman, the designated hitter. Dawson just needs an out to get back into the dugout here. Pitch outside to Kuzman. Kuzman flied out to Shocker in right field, his last at-bat. We have no score in the bottom of the fourth. And number nine, Brandon Kuzman at the plate. Tigan taking his time here. Checks his runners at second. Time now called. Not sure who called that.
The batter called time.
The mind game's going on, huh?
That or Nats.
Or Nats, okay.
The Nats get really bad when you're standing in the box.
Here's the pitch. And that's high for ball two. 2-0. Two runners on for Montevideo. 2-0 count to Kuzman. Tigan again checks his runner at second. Nobody holding them on. Now they sneak over there. Hansen does from short. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Long. Strike one. 2-1 to Kuzman. Big moment in the ball game here with two on for Montevideo and no score. Two outs. 2-1 pitch to Kuzman. And time called again. Long taking his time. What's going on here, Braxton?
Mind games. More mind games with the runner on second. And two outs here. He needs to focus on getting the out here and not so much on the guy on second.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Kuzman. He fouls that one back for strike two. So now 2-2 count with two outs and two on. Big pitch coming here from Tigan Long. And Dawson getting the dugout. Here we go. 2-2 pitch to Kuzman. The pitch. Called strike three. What a pitch, Blake. Braxton.
Fastball painted the outside corner. He's been calling that all game. I know hitters haven't been too pleased with that call, but he's been calling that all game, and got the strikeout that he needed to keep his pitch count down and get his team out of that jam.
Yeah, Tigan ran off the mound to the dugout, Gary. He's pumped up. So, for Montevideo, no runs on two hits. and no errors for Dawson and two left on for Montevideo. We are going to the top of the fifth. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. We'll be back with more Legion Baseball Playoffs right after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Here we go. Top of the fifth inning, Dawson batting, no score. As we get closer to the seventh inning, what a ball game we got going on, Braxton. And here, who's batting here? 8-9 and...
Blake's up here.
Yep. Blake Thompson. Twin brother, right?
Younger brother.
Brayden, the coach. I'm sorry.
Yeah, first base coach is the twin.
Yep. And pop foul off the first base dugout. Get you guys mixed up.
Too many bees.
Yep.
I tell Mom that.
Well, she named a vineyard after you three.
Yeah. Yep, she did. 3B Vineyard.
1-1 count, ground ball, hit the third, and Dak throws the first for the out.
One hopper right to the third baseman, caught it right at his chest and made a strong throw right to first for the first out. But this is kind of the game you expect in the winner's bracket with two undefeated teams, or the 2 and 3 seeds going at it.
Got an update from Sacred Heart. Madison leading Sacred Heart McRae 4-0 in the fourth inning, an elimination game. Here's a swing and fall back to the backstop there by Tigan. Tigan Long struck out in the second inning. There's a shot to right field. That's going to drop in there for the third hit of the game for Dawson.
Looked like a fastball away there that he went with it and drove it right over the second baseman's head and out into right center for a single.
So Dawson, you know, a pinch runner, a courtesy runner here.
Replacement Colin Olson.
Yep, Aiden Dahl. Aiden Dahl's going to be a courtesy runner.
Aiden Dahl, okay. He looks fast.
Yeah, another kid that plays Junior Legion and Legion.
Okay.
So they're with vacations and stuff, there's a lot of these freshmen and sophomores that I get to play sometimes 4 games a week, so they get plenty of baseball in along with other activities.
All right, so Dahl's at first base. There's one out here in the top of the fifth. Throw over to first by Epema, and Dahl gets back. It's that uniform dirty right off the bat. Just came, walked out of the dugout. You always got to be ready to play, right, when you're sitting in the dugout.
He actually came in to pinch run for Blake, who was pitching in the bottom of the first in Dawson against Sacred Heart, and he got picked off on third to end the inning, so that was a tough one. So hopefully he can learn from that mistake. And
yeah. That was a swing and a miss there by Olson. And Epimus pitch, swing and a miss. Big cut by Colin. Two strikes to Colin Olson. Colin Shocker waiting his turn on deck. Epema checks his runner from the stretch, throws over the first, and Dahl dives back again. Colin Olson, the big kid, at the plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That's high. Throw down to first after the pitch, and oh, Dahl just gets back. Wow, Landon Olson, after the pitch, threw down to first, almost picked them off.
Olson, they're kind of out of position. I know Ridinger's gone, who normally plays first base for him, so he was kind of up. I don't know if he was expecting a bunt or what he was doing. And I think if he was back, it might have been a close play at first.
Swing and a miss for strike three, so Colin Olson goes down swinging. I believe that's the sixth strikeout for Epema. Two outs. And here's Holland Shocker, the right fielder, Holland got a base hit and is only at bat in the game. Two outs now, no score, top of the fifth, Dawson and Montevideo in the winner's bracket. Here's the pitch from Epema, and a big cut and miss there by Shocker. Let's see, how many pitches has Epema thrown?
If the scoreboard
goes
straight.
The runner to throw down to second, and he's out of there. I think he is.
Yeah. Great throw by Olson there to get him out. I think, yeah, 51. So both Epema's at 51 and 52, so both ways away from 105.
So Dahl was thrown out at home. Thrown out at second, excuse me, for the third out, trying to steal second base. Nice throw by Montevideo's catcher, Landon Olson. We'll take a break. With Montevideo coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth, we still have no score here in this Legion playoff game. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Hey, we're back here in Montevideo, American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson. Montevideo batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Tegan Long doing a nice job on the mound. Throws a first pitch to number 19, Sam Canoop. A strike. Long works quickly, and that pitch popped up to the right side. Shocker, the right fielder coming in, and he makes a running catch for the first out. How about that?
Great read on it. I thought he was going to run in. I don't know if they weren't communicated or not, but I thought the second baseman, Eli Olson, was going to run into him. But they're over there in the shades. They don't have to fight the sun. They got it easy.
They got it easy now, yeah. One out. Here's the number 9 batter, Dan Gunnlaugsson. There's a little chopper up the middle, and it's going to sneak through there out to center field for a base hit by Gunnlaugsson.
Little chopper there that just snuck by Tegan Long, the pitcher, and Eli Olson almost. I think he was the left-handed batter there who shaded towards the first base side and almost got it, but just out of reach and rolling to center field.
I think Montevideo's had a base runner every inning. They have. Every inning they've had a base runner. Excuse me, not on the third, in the third inning. Here's a ground ball. Oh, off the Long. It goes to second. Comes to second. Throws the first double play. Oh, my goodness. The double play.
I think he was stealing there because Nate I didn't see where Nate Hansen, the shortstop, started eventually, but Long missed that play, which was great because all Nate Hansen had to do was field that ball, make one step on second, and throw it to first with a double play to end the inning.
Amazing double play there. The ball bounced the right way, didn't it? Off the Long, huh?
Yeah, right to him. Yeah. Pitcher's dream right there to get out of the inning, I think, with three or four pitches. Yeah. It wasn't too many.
No. Hey, so Montevideo and Dawson still 0-0. Dawson coming to bat here in the sixth. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-9875, 325-9875, 78 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete.
All right, we got a ball game here, folks. Montevideo and Dawson scoreless, says Dawson's going to bat here in the sixth inning. Pitching duel between Griffin Epema and Tygan Long. Line scores read Dawson, no runs on three hits and no errors. Montevideo, no runs on six hits and no errors. The 8-9 and one batters batting here in the top of the sixth to face Griffin Epema. And here's Holland Shocker, who got a base hit in the third inning. And the pitch is ball two to number seven, Holland Shocker. Great ball game so far. Fun to watch, fun to broadcast. Pitch is a strike. Two balls, one strike to Shocker. Wow. Great crowd on here. Seems like more and more people are coming into the baseball field here.
I think a lot of those, I had a hard time finding the parking spot because there's so many little kid games going on, so I think they kind of migrated over here.
Yeah, Summer Rec is playing in the softball complex here, and my grandson was over. I got to watch him bat. There's a high fly ball center field. Gunnlaugsson running over, and he makes the catch in right center field.
Left-handed batter there, Holland Shocker, drove that one. It tailed away from the center fielder, but got behind it and sprinted over there and got behind the ball and got the first out of the inning.
Gunnlaugsson covers a lot of ground out there. This is a big ball field here in Montevideo. Covers a lot of ground there. Here's the number nine batter, Colton Botham, the designated hitter. And Epperman is wind up, and the pitch to Botham, breaking ball for a strike. I don't see Griffin throw too many breaking balls, but that one broke pretty good. Next pitch. Chopper foul for strike two. So, is this Colton?
Yep, yeah, it's okay. Colton Boffin.
Got a number wrong on my sheet there, okay. 0-2 count. Epema delivers. High for a ball. Most of the field covered in, well, the right side anyway, and the infield being covered in shade now. There's another breaking ball that missed. Yep.
Hasn't really had to go to his off-speed pitches. Been really effective with his fastball, getting us out and keeping us off balance.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Another strikeout for Epema. That's strikeout number seven, I believe. And here's the top of the order for Dawson and Eli Olson. Earlier this season, I saw Montevideo go 12 innings. 13 innings, was it? 12 or 13 innings with Laverne. And we might be headed there, the way this game's being played. Eli Olson batting. Popped up right side of the field. And the first baseman, Baldwin, will make the catch right by the bag.
Eli Olson, kind of a defensive swing there, and kind of stuck the bat out, and just a little lazy pop fly to the first baseman for the third out of the inning.
No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Montevideo coming to bat here in the bottom of the sixth. No score between Dawson and Montevideo. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo and Braxton Thompson. No score, Braxton. Amazing game so far.
Exciting as a fan, exciting
as a
player,
broadcaster.
Yeah, as a broadcaster, exciting as a player. Who can get a run first? And let's see if whoever's up next or who can counter.
All right. Ben Gunnlaugsson, Cooper Dak, and Landon Olsen. 2-3-4 batters. Facing Tygan Long. First pitch, foul back for a strike.
Both pitchers are doing a phenomenal job attacking hitters and throwing strikes.
Yep. Here's the next pitch from Tygan. A ground ball to second base. Eli Olsen fields it, and an easy throw to first, and there's your first out here in the inning.
Routine ground ball is left-handed batter. Pulled it right to the second baseman, and one hop or two hop right to him, and made the throw to first for the first out.
Here's Cooper Dak. I think they have walk-up music for each player. I just caught that now.
Is this your genre of music?
Yep. No, not that one. Here's the pitch from Long. I'm a Kiss fan, just like Kevin DeBeast and Kevin and Judy. Here's I'd appreciate it if you have some Kiss music. Okay, popped up straight up above home plate. And Landon, makes a catch. Grayson Olsen. That was tough,
that, right? Yeah, that's really a tough place to catch. That ball went straight up in the air, and we couldn't even see it. It went above the press box. And I was wondering if someone was going to run in and call him off, and they didn't. And the backspin is kind of what you got to worry about as a catcher, tailing it away from you. But he did a great job getting under that one for the second out.
Yeah, Grayson did a couple spins himself, and he caught it right at the last second. Right above, right at home plate, straight up. Two outs. And here's Landon Olsen. Two outs, Landon Olsen batting. And the pitch, ground ball, hit the short. Nate Hansen fields it, throws the first. It's in the dirt, and it's scooped out by Colin Olsen, the first baseman.
Two up right to the shortstop, Nate Hansen. Did a great job fielding it and kind of blocking the sun. So it was a little low, but got some help from his teammate, Colin Olsen, for the
ballot. Wow. Hey, they're playing Kiss for us. Awesome. Shout out. All right. Maybe we should stay on the air and listen to it.
Well, a little karaoke will get you to sing.
No, I don't sing. All right, we'll take a break. We're going to the seventh. No score.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Folks, we have a playoff baseball game going on. Braxton, 0-0 in the seventh inning. I wouldn't have guessed that.
I wouldn't have either, and on top of that, both pitchers are at 63 and 62 pitches. That is almost unheard of, but two great defensive teams. I don't think there's been no errors and limiting hits. And
all right, Dawson batting top of the seventh inning. Griffin Epema on the mound. He throws a breaking ball for a strike to Cam Sather. Sather's grounded out twice to second base and back to the pitcher, Epema. And there's a swing and a miss for strike two. 0-2 count. No score. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Didn't have to throw it on the first. And strikeout number 8.
Three straight breaking balls there, that last one in the dirt, and made a good throw down to first for the first out.
And here's Nate Hansen. A home run could win it. Top of the seventh. Epema and Tygan Long, amazing pitching tonight. There's a strike called to number 11, Nate Hansen. Epema in his windup, and the pitch. Okay, and that's, what do you call that, ball? Ball, 1-1. See what Nate's done here tonight. He's popped out the center, and he got a base hit in the fourth. There's ball two. That was high. Epema with 8 strikeouts in the game. He's in the pitching mound's complete shaded area now. Here's a 2-1 pitch, and a little swing and a miss there. Not a full swing. I don't know if Nate wasn't decided or...
Home plate's in the sun, so I don't know if they're having a hard time picking up the ball because the ball starts in the shade and then home plate's in the sun, so you're kind of trying to pick up two different colors.
Yeah, a good point there, Braxton. Full count pitch from Epema. And he reaches for it and pops his foul over the first base dugout. Move over to Dan's on the first base side. Line scores Reed Dawson, no runs on 3 hits, no errors. Montevideo, no runs on 6 hits and no errors. And there's ball 4. Wow, that looked close. That looked good from up here, but the umpire called it a ball, so Dawson has a base runner here in the top of the 7th. 1 out. And Grayson Olson batting. Grayson Olson batting in the pitch. It's high for ball. Tell you what, folks, 1 run to win it. We're in the 7th. Dawson trying to get Nate Hansen around here. He's on first base. There's 1 out. Grayson Olson batting. Grayson's had a tough day at the plate. There's a shot down the third base, and it's foul.
I lost that one. It was kind of, it was in the sun, and it was in the shade, and it was hit hard. It must have been a couple feet foul.
That had to be close, though, of being fair. Yeah, Grayson has struck out twice, so he's due here. 1-1 count. Nate with his lead at first base. Epema working from the stretch, throws over to first. Hansen gets back.
With the few runners that Dawson has at Epema's done a great job changing his time in and changing his pickoff moves over to first.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch to Grayson. There goes the runner. Here's the throw down to second, and he's out by a mile. Wow. Landon Olson, what a shotgun from the catcher there. Hansen,
I couldn't quite see. I was watching the pitch. I didn't see the runner.
2 outs. Swing and a miss for strike 3. So the Dawson had a runner on first, and in blink of an eye, they get 2 outs. So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Dawson. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the 7th with the home team coming to bat and no score. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Folks, call a friend, text a friend, tell them to turn to 92.1 FM because we are in for a finish here in Legion Baseball playoffs. There's no score. 0-0 between Dawson and Montevideo in the winner's bracket. You'll want to stay in the winner's bracket, believe me. And Montevideo coming to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. Tygan Long, amazing job by Tygan Long on the mound for Dawson. Has Epima. Oh, he hits him. Hits batsman Brody Dack was hit by a pitch. And so Montevideo gets their leadoff batter on base. And now the home plate umpire going out to talk with Tygan. Or just giving a baseball.
I think he got hit. I think the ball hit Dak, and then he got deflected, and that kind of knocked his mask off.
Oh, hit the umpire?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that. So the umpire got hit, too. Well, let's see what Coach Jordan Thompson has up his sleeve here. A lot of options here for Montevideo now with nobody out. And Jackson Baldwin batting. Runner on first is Brody Dack. Here's the pitch. There goes Dack down to second. Here's the throw. And he is safe. Ball got away from the Eli Olson there.
Would have been a close play there if he'd hung on to it, but the throw was a little low and just couldn't quite hang on to the ball.
So stolen base there for Dack. He's in scoring position. He represents the winning run here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And number 11, Jackson Baldwin, at the plate. So let's see if Tygan can work his way out of this jam here and go to extra innings. Now Tygan will step off the rubber. I'm not sure. Not a little upset about something. What's going on there, Braxton?
I think he wants someone to hold the runner on second. He's getting a really big lead. And anything to double field, you've got to be able to throw him out at home.
Here's the pitch. To Baldwin, Tygan, the pitch. And he bunts it, and the only play Long has is the first, and that's advanced the runner to third. So Baldwin, the sacrifice bunt to first. One out. The winning run is at third out. Here's Kuzman. Oh, we've got another batter here.
They're losing the DH. The left fielder's hitting for himself here, so okay. They're losing the DH.
Hendrickson, Jaden Hendrickson is batting. For the first time in place of Kuzman. So Tygan's going to have to take it himself here. The infield is in, it looks like, Braxton.
Yeah, we're going to have the infield in. Outfield's going to be in.
There's a fly ball. This might do it. And Sather makes the catch. Here's the tag and the throw from center field to Sather. Not in time. And Montevideo wins it 1-0. Tough way to lose. That Sather made the catch in shallow center and gave a good throw to first.
Just deep in, Cam made a great play running over to left center. We missed the cut, but I don't think we would have had him at home. It was a deep enough fly ball to take the run, but goes back to hitting the leadoff batter.
Yep.
That really hurts you in the long run. So
yep, but that's who scored was the person that got hit by the pitch. Wow, what a game. What a game. Both teams shaking hands at home plate. And it's a 1-0 win for Montevideo. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
One of our sports boosters is CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Parle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo, Braxton Thompson here. We just witnessed an outstanding Legion playoff game between Montevideo and Dawson. Tough loss for Dawson, but Tegan Long pitched outstanding. Griffin Epham up pitched outstanding. For Montevideo. Braxton, your thoughts on the game?
It's kind of what you expect in a. Going into the game, you didn't really think that one run was going to do it, especially with the 6-1 game in the regular season. But both pitchers did what they needed to do. They battled really hard, and it was just the Montevideo bats. They had 6 hits, and then we had 3. And then that hit by pitch really hurt us there. But,
yep. And you can see after the game when Montevideo scored the winning run, Tigan was just so frustrated, and he knew that it's batsman, that's the person that scored. So he was frustrated with that. So, line scores read Montevideo 1 run on 6 hits, no errors. Dawson no runs on 3 hits, and no errors. We had no errors in the game. That's a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game by two great teams. Hopefully Dawson can bounce back, but it's going to be tough with not having less pitching tomorrow for us. And mine's going to be in the driver's seat here, having Cooper Dak on Saturday.
Yep. Let's go Egg Plus Cooperative play of the game. What would you say would be, Braxton?
I was going to say that diving catch, but then I remember that he dropped it, but yep. there was 3 or 4 double plays by both teams. And going back to no errors, it was outstanding defense by both teams.
That's right. That's your Ag Plus Cooperative play of the game. Our Neon Needles player of the game, we're going to give it to Brody Dak of Montevideo. He was 2 for 2, and he was the one that was hit by a pitch and came in to score.
Yeah, those are the plays that you definitely need to win these games, is getting on base any way you can, and he did with 2 solid singles, and he wore that first pitch in the top of the 7th to get home and score.
And Jaden Hendrickson, the left fielder, came in to bat for Kuzman, and he had the sacrifice fly for the win, right?
Yeah, he also did what he needed to do, and didn't need the home run, didn't need anything. He just needed something to get to the outfield, and he did exactly what his coaches called upon him to do.
Yep. Well, so Dawson drops down in the loser's bracket. They'll play at home tomorrow, though, I believe, right?
Yep, yeah. You have the higher seed against Madison and McCray, and Madison was winning, right?
Last report we got, they're in the 7th inning in Sacred Heart, Madison leading 4-0, so we could have a Dawson-Madison game again.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. I missed the first half of that game, and I came back later, and Madison came back and had 4 in the 7th to win it 9-8, so hopefully it should be another great game between those two teams. And I believe that game's going to be at 5, because we have a home game against Clinton for Town Team at 8.
Friday night, tomorrow night, there'll be 2 games at Nelson Field.
Yep, hopefully. I think that's the plan, but okay. Nothing's official. I'm not the official guy.
Right,
I just got to show up and play.
All right. Yeah, so a possible game at Nelson Field at 5 o'clock. Dawson, and assuming Madison hangs on to beat Sacred Heart during an elimination game, so it'll be Dawson and Madison tomorrow night field. Then Montevideo remains in the winner's bracket. He'll play for the subsection Southeast Championship on Saturday. Probably in Montevideo, I guess, huh?
Yep, yeah, should be right here in Montevideo.
All right, Braxton, make your radio debut. How'd it go for you?
It was a quick game. I was an hour and 20 minute game. I got to go find Tigan and thank him, and I got to go find Griffin Eppelman, tell him thanks for the quick game, making my appearance short.
You did a great job, and we'll do more games together, I'm sure. So thanks for putting the headset on here tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you bet. Braxton Thompson here tonight, and we witnessed a great game, but Dawson fell just a bit short. What a job by Tygan Long and Griffin Eppelman of the pitchers. So it was fun to watch. So we'll be on the air, I believe, around 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'll be at Nelson Field. And just want to remind everybody, too, the Yellow Medicine County Fair is going on in Cami, so stop by the Q92 booth and exhibit building there. I'll be out there in the afternoon. And you can register for a lot of prizes. So that's going on as well. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to Phil back at the studio running the board. And once again, your final score here in Montevideo, Montevideo 1, Dawson nothing. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Kids are such an inspiration, but let's be honest, their overall track record is pretty spotty. Riding the laundry basket down the staircase, sticking an untold number of beans up their noses, fearlessly fighting gravity, and losing. But if anyone understands where kids are coming from, it's Kiwanis. Kids need guidance and the support of their community. Kids need Kiwanis. Find out more at Kiwanis.org.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. 60 tonight under clear skies, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, 83. Slight chance for storms tomorrow night, 60.